Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thanks for being with me. My pleasure as always, especially when I get a chance to tell you that we got our good friend Rick Lepsinger back on the show. Rick is a longtime friend of ours, going back several years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of OnPoint Consulting. He's got a multi-decade record of helping folks like you and me put our best foot forward with the humans in our business. He's the co-author of many books, including Flexible Leadership, and the brand new book he's got out right now that he co-authored with Darlene DeRosa, Virtual Team Success. It's all about virtual team, and it is the preeminent work on virtual management, and this just out right now. And let's get him in here. Rick Lepsinger, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks very much. It's first of the new year.
Yeah, always a pleasure to have you back on the show. You know, Rick, I have quite a long history in working virtually. My first experience was with Xerox back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was successful. I was a success, and the company, we had a good relationship. I don't think I really thought about it, though, as being a virtual relationship. It was just work, and my boss was somewhere else.
Right.
And then I've had... Then myself, I've had others that didn't work out so well. So it's virtual teams are not easy to pull together, are they?
Yeah, no, they're not. As a matter of fact, we found in our study that 25% of the teams that we looked at are not meeting performance expectations. And there's an MIT study out that gets the number closer to like 81%. So
wow.
There's a lot of organizations out there that are investing in these kinds of geographically distributed teams,
yeah.
And they're just not getting the high level of performance that they're needing from.
Define a virtual team for us, just in case there are people who might not be clear on what it is.
Yeah, that's a good question. A virtual team is a group of people that are located in different geographic places, so they're spread out around the world or around the country or around.
If you're a manager, your chickens aren't under your nose.
That's right, but they still need to cooperate, collaborate, and work together to produce some kind of a shared output or shared deliverable, even though they're not co-located under the same roof.
You know, I think about the virtual teams like the one I was talking about earlier a few decades ago, and all mm-hmm. we had was a telephone.
Right. The technology
to connect
is
with.
Actually,
you think about what the technology, how the technology has changed the execution, the implementation, the management of the shepherding of a team. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah,
and yet the numbers aren't up.
Well, the technology is one of the reasons why virtual teams, the use of virtual teams, or the number of virtual teams has increased so dramatically. However, the challenge is that having technology is not sufficient to ensure that the team is going to operate well.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of an enabler, and it's an important component, but it doesn't really make the difference. Again, in our study we did, having availability to like video conferencing or major things like that were not necessarily the major differentiators in terms of whether a team is seen as being highly effective.
This is an interesting thing. The point to make, the technology has helped to increase the incidence of virtual teams, but it's not necessarily produced a higher incidence of success.
Right. It doesn't differentiate the teams that are most effective. What really is the key differentiator is the quality of the leader. And that happens to be true in co-located teams, but in virtual teams it becomes much more important.
Right.
And the interesting thing is that
Rick, let me stick something else in there. The quality of the leader, but also the clarity of the initial expectations, of the expectations. That's
Yes, I think that's true in general about, you know, how do they work together and what's the overall purpose of the
team. You've got to be clear and concise and comprehensive in your expectations, and you have to be rigid about those expectations. This is, I think, you have to be more rigid about the expectations for a virtual team than you would have if they were under your nose. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think it depends on what you mean by, you know, by expectations and rigid, because I do think you need to start with some clarity and specificity. And I also agree that with a virtual team, processes for sharing information and making decisions need to be very explicit.
And I want to talk about some of those expectations when we come back after these messages. Virtual Team Success is the brand new book by our good friend Rick Lepsinger and his co-author Darlene DeRosa. Quick break, 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.